Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host once again. Glad to have you along. Today, my guests are from Perseverance Theater. They're in town again with their next production. This play is called Not Medea, written by Allison Gregory, and it's a really interesting show. We talked briefly about it in our season preview, but we'll get more into it today with our three guests. We have Shelley Virginia, who's playing the part of woman in the play. We'll talk more about that. Welcome to the show, Shelley.
Thank you very much.
We also have Tom Robinault, who is the director of the show. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thank you.
And we have Josh Lohman, who is the Anchorage General Manager of Perseverance Theater.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Not Medea, we talked a bit about this for those who might remember the preview show, that the play is Not Medea. Tom, talk about that.
Yeah, so basically the way the show works is... The character that Shelley Virginia plays, woman, shows up to the theater, and this woman is a single mother, a working mother, who decides to come to the theater to kind of get a night off and a night away. And when she comes to the theater, she comes to see Medea. She doesn't know that, but the rest of the people that are at the theater, that's what they've come to see, Medea. She's in such a fuss and such a hurry that she has no idea even what show she's seeing. She just got off work. She just wants to go to the theater. And as the play starts, the woman kind of becomes the play. She kind of takes over the play. And through the narrative of Medea, she tells her own story, her similarities with Medea and the things that she is not like Medea. So that's basically the gist of the title, Not Medea, and how it falls through with the play. And it's a very interesting play. It's basically, you could almost think of it as a one-woman show. There are three characters in it, but about 85 to 90% of the workload is on Shelley, a woman, the character of woman. And a lot of this play is a lot of direct address, where she talks to the audience. She comes down into the audience, and she may sit with the audience and as she's telling her story. So she's kind of, almost in a way, she's kind of putting herself on trial with this audience, and of something that's happened in her past that is a dark thing that happened. I don't want to give it away. That she is kind of putting herself on trial, and you know, there's that movie called Defending Your Life.
Right. Yes.
It's kind of like that in a way, but she's doing it.
She's doing that
to herself, and the audience is really another character, and her interaction with them, and explaining her life and what's happened and how she is not like Medea.
Well, Shelley, let's get to you for a second, because you are playing the woman, and you are defending your life, so to speak, as Tom says. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to deal, Tom mentions that the audience is another character in the show, which is, must be hard to do in rehearsal when there is no audience there.
It's very difficult.
But you've had a run already
at
Perseverance Theater in Juneau, so you have that experience.
Right.
How is that different? Interacting with it's almost like improv, because you don't know what the audience is going to do every night.
It's a lot of improv. Especially in certain parts of the play, there is a definite structure, but depending on what the audience gives me, I have to go with it, you know, which is really exciting as a performer, because it forces you to be present and in the moment and just going off of what the audience wants to give you or doesn't want to give you. It's a challenge, but it's extremely rewarding as well.
Yeah, and it changes from night
changes
to night,
from night
too.
To night.
Yeah, I mean, there is not. This is one of those shows where every theater show, it depends on the audience, right? I mean, the energy and the interaction with the audience, whether you address them or not. But when you have a show like this, where you are basically having a conversation with the audience, this show drastically changes. So seeing it in the run at Perseverance Theater, each night was completely different, and you didn't know what you were going to get. Some nights it's an all-out comedy, depending on what people think are funny or not. And some nights it's more of a tragedy, depending on how the audience takes it. So it really is a roller coaster ride, not just for the audience, but also for the actors on stage.
Josh, you're about to add something to that.
I haven't seen the show yet, so part of it for me is like I've read the play, and these guys have done it so many times, so I've got this one idea of it, and so like one of the most exciting things for me tonight is going to be seeing the premiere and seeing like which version of it I get to see, and I'm there every night, so I'm one of the few people that's going to get to see like every version of it throughout Anchorage, so I'm kind of excited by it actually.
Yeah, and what's interesting about that is this play came to us through a network called NNPN, which is National National New Play Network. And so this is a rolling world premiere. This will be the first time it premieres, obviously, in Anchorage or in Alaska. But it has opened up in Sacramento, California at B Street Theater. And that was in late summer. And then it went to a month or two after that, it went to Contemporary American Theater Festival and it opened there. And now it's here. And it's been three different casts, three different directors, three different design teams. So as Josh just mentioned, what, you know, you read the script and what not Medea are you going to get? We've already had throughout the U.S. three different productions of Alison Gregory's script. And that's one of the beauties about her script is it can be interpreted in a million different ways. And there's a lot of freedom for a director and a lot of freedom for the actors, too, and a design team to come together and really make your world, your not Medea, and have something that is completely inspired by you, your team, and by reading the script.
Well, that brings up the question, if this is a rolling premiere, you know, many times a playwright will have a play written and the premiere, and they will work with the production company mm-hmm. to sculpt it for that premiere. Is Alison Gregory part of this production team?
She is. Okay. So she, at Sacramento, at the B Street Theater, she was there for about a week or two at the beginning. Then she came back for tech right before a performance. Same thing with Contemporary American Theater Festival. She had that. With us, she didn't come until the end, until about tech. So, yes, and she's very much a part of the process as when she came and saw it. I'd say about 5% of our choices changed because she was there. And she's so... It's her play. You know, it's her world. It's in her head. She really liked it. There's a couple things that she asked if we could tweak, and we did. And that's the collaboration with a playwright and with a team. And the actors responded beautifully to it.
Well, it must be exciting for a playwright to see three productions of her play opening. For those just tuning in, we're talking about this play called Not Medea, written by Alison Gregory. Perseverance Theater is opening it tonight at the Sydney Lawrence Theater as part of the pack, running through November the 20th. And my guests are Shelley Virginia, who plays the woman, the mm-hmm. nameless woman, Tom Robinault, who is the director, and Josh Lohman, who is the Anchorage general manager, who's read the play but not seen it yet. So he's going to have a treat for him every night. Mm-hmm. Shelley, I want to get back to you for a moment. The play, Not Medea, but there's a parallel between your character, apparently, mm-hmm. and the story of Medea. Now, Medea is known by some people, but not known by some other people. It's a Greek tragedy. Euripides wrote this play. Mm-hmm. Do we need to know about Medea to get the play?
No, you don't. I think the character of woman does a pretty good job of telling you what you need to know. Just giving you the backstory on Medea and through her kind of journey of saying, this is how I am not like her, it lets you know how about Medea. So, no, I don't think it's necessary for people to know about Medea. They'll get that information in the show.
But, Tom, you do have the character of Jason in the play also mm-hmm. a chorus. So mm-hmm. you are mm-hmm. actually kind of performing. This has been called, meta-theater is a term used for this?
Yeah, I guess so. It is, in a way. We have the character of Jason who is, he's Jason of the Argonauts, but he also plays woman's husband in moments as Jason, woman's husband, ex-husband, I should say. And those are kind of the two characters he plays. He does... Rather than it being cut and dry, like woman, when woman goes into Medea, we know it. It's boom, she's Medea. Oh, now she's woman. Back to woman. Mm-hmm. When Jason goes into, it's more of a comment or of a general description of an argument that any couple might have between woman or Medea and Jason. You go, oh, wait a minute. Is she talking to – this is now Jason, ex-husband Jason, right? Or no, wait a minute. No, this is Jason of the Argonauts. And it's really kind of seamless in that way. And it doesn't distract at all. It actually is very – I think the writing is kind of brilliant in that way. And then you have Chorus. And Chorus plays basically three to four different roles. Chorus plays Chorus, Medea's Chorus. Chorus plays the two boys that Jason of the Argonauts and Medea have or had. And then you have Chorus, who resembles one of woman's daughters, Electra. And so she kind of morphs and plays and yes.
Wait. Now I'm getting, because Electra is also a Greek character.
Yeah, yes. And this is a name that woman gives. She doesn't want to give the real names
Electra.
Of her.
Okay, gotcha.
Right. So she gives them this name in the context of like, well, we're here to see Medea. I'm going to tell you about my kid, but let's call her Electra.
Okay, got you.
She's kind of protecting her children's names with a group of people by calling them. I'm going to decide to call them this Greek kind of character.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Right. But you know, we're talking before the show. This is a wonderful example of how theater is theater and not film.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Talk more about that.
Yeah.
Well, there is that definite, I mean, I think that the thing about theater, it's that immediate connection of energy between audience and performer that you don't get in film. And this is for sure one of those shows. You cannot do this show on film because it, you know, as we said before, the audience is a character and it is a different show every night based on what the audience brings. So, that energy is palpable throughout the show.
And some films, Josh, you can comment on this, try to do that. You know, they try to have the actor on the film talk to the audience.
There's
Bueller for one example.
That's kind of the.
But it doesn't work the same, does it?
No, because it's a one-way street. I mean, even when you've got a character breaking the fourth wall and addressing the audience, it's still a one-way street, and that is absolutely not what this is. I know there are some theater experiences where you're like, the audience needs to shut up and just watch. But this isn't one of those because you're actually interacting, you're talking to the audience, and you're getting responses back and having to like improv a little bit with how that works. So it is not a one-way street. This is the audience is a character that gets to interact. So it is. It is a living, breathing thing, and you don't know what its lines are.
Maybe you should give us lines over time.
Yes, in the program, when she asks this.
Well, let's go back to the initial rehearsal process, Shelley. Yeah. How was that? Did you have plants in the audience? Did you have people, production crew in the audience or what?
No. Towards the end, the poor crew had seen it so many times. But they, you know, no. So I would say not really. No, I was doing it to imaginary people and just kind of sticking to the lines that kind of were written. And then once we got into preview, a lot of those lines just went out the window because it was like, oh, okay. Now I have interaction, so and it's just different every night.
Well, that sounds like how a jazz musician works. They have the tune down, and then they're free to just improvise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting. We got about 1 minute left to go here, Tom. What challenges has this play presented to you as a director?
Well, doing it in two different spaces, this is at Perseverance Theater in Juneau, we have a modified thrust where it's a lot easier for women to interact with the audience. Mm-hmm. I mean, the theater, the stage comes right up to the first row and they're on ground level. Here at the Sydney Lawrence, we obviously have a proscenium. And so we had just kind of figure out how do we get her into the audience and how do we interact with the audience? And so much to my surprise is that we found that there's much more opportunity in this space than we actually had in Juneau, which surprised the heck out of me, where she's sitting on the edge of the stage. Last night in the preview, when she's sitting on the edge of the stage and talking to people, interacting with them, it was great. It worked beautifully. There's also stairs on stage left that she comes down to. So we have different perches and different areas for her to be in that really make it intimate. It's great.
Well, again, this is how theater differs from film. You can't just put it in the can. Well, we've been talking about Not Medea being presented opening tonight, Perseverance Theater in the Sydney Lawrence Theater. In the Pack, running through November the 20th. My guests have been Shelley Virginia, playing the woman. Thanks for being on the show, Shelley.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tom Robinette, the director. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
And Josh Lillman, a pleasure as always, who's general manager of Perseverance Theater here in Anchorage.
Thanks so much.
Now, Medea, Perseverance Theater, running through November the 20th. And for Stage Talk, that's this week. I'm Steve Hunt. Until next time, for KSKA, have a great one.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.